terrorism, the economy, jobs, education. Those are the issues you expect voters to put at the top of their priority list. But in New Hampshire, a recent poll about the most important problems facing the state found something surprising. Drug abuse ranks second. Earlier this week, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton held a community forum on substance abuse, and NPR's Tamara Keith was there.
New Hampshire is in the throes of a drug epidemic, driven by prescription opioids and heroin.
The state of New Hampshire loses a citizen to an overdose death about every day.
Tim Rourke is chair of the New Hampshire Governor's Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse.
It's just killing people all across the state. And it's unfortunate that it's taken this to happen before a broader conversation has begun in the political space. But presidential candidates, if they want to do well in New Hampshire, need to answer the question of what they're going to do to help people who are struggling with substance use disorders.
When Hillary Clinton visited Keene, New Hampshire earlier this week, she wasn't there to give her stump speech. Instead, she was leading a somber discussion of substance abuse. It's something Clinton told the group she's been hearing about since her first trip to New Hampshire as a candidate earlier this year.
In that very first conversation, the issue of heroin and the epidemic it represented here in New Hampshire was raised with me. I have to confess, I was surprised.
This was anything but a typical campaign event. Clinton's campaign had set up a panel of local experts to discuss the problem and possible solutions. Polly Morris, with the group Voices for Prevention, introduced herself as someone who is in long-term recovery.
If you have been impacted by someone you know or your own substance use, would you just raise your hand?
Virtually everyone in the room raised their hands.
So if you could just keep your hands up and look around. So this is data right in itself. We don't have to have percentages of any kind, no pie graphs, no charts. We can see that we've all had some impact.
Maybe it was a self-selecting group, but a Granite State WMUR poll last month found 46% of New Hampshire residents personally know someone who has abused heroin in the past 5 years. Sandy Coyle is the engagement director with a group called New Futures. She's been sober for 11 years now, but told the group she used to be addicted to alcohol and heroin.
We're not bad people trying to get good. We're sick people that deserve to get well.
The forum took on something of a confessional nature.
I myself am in long-term recovery since 1987.
Marty Bolden is on the New Hampshire Governor's Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse.
Thank you for bringing up this conversation at this level, because a voice like yours can make it safe for people like me and Sandy and Polly and hundreds of other people in this audience to speak out loud.
And speak they did. Carl Babbitt raised his hand high until Clinton called on him.
First of all, thank you for taking the time to hear about this. You look at me as a regular person, but I served 11 years in prison. I didn't wake up one day and decide, cool, I went out and killed a man, okay? And it was done in a fight down in Worcester. But I want to give you a little bit of my story so you know where I came from.
Babbitt said his mom kicked him out when he was 14, and he was sexually abused by a foster parent.
I turned to drugs and alcohol to cover that pain, okay? I tried to get into a recovery at Care Hospital in Worcester. As soon as I found out I had no insurance, bye. I went back to doing cocaine.
This was a couple of decades ago, but people are having the same difficulty today getting into treatment. Babbitt said that 6 months after his failed attempt at treatment, he went into a drug and alcohol-fueled blackout and wound up convicted of murder. Now he runs a prison ministry. Clinton's campaign is currently working on a plan for dealing with substance abuse problems, but there's no timeline for releasing it. Tamara Keith, NPR News.